you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231 as we kick off Hour 3, the Monday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We have hung on to Mike from Montana over through the news break. Hopefully he's still there. Mike, are you still with us?
Oh, definitely I'm here.
Excellent. Very brave of you to continue this conversation, sir. We're talking about immigration. You're somebody who believes, and correct me if I'm wrong, you believe that we're being invaded by so-called illegal aliens on the southern border, and you believe it is it's something that should be dealt with by the government. There should be a crackdown. There should be enforcement
rules. Absolutely
not.
I do not believe that. I believe that we the people, like they just printed on the new dollar bill or $10 bill, we the people. I believe in a republic. I don't believe in an oligarchy state where big businesses don't pay any taxes and the middle class pays all the taxes, and that they're trying to subterfuge the new middle class with a new lesser class of people that come into this country breaking laws. And I'll tell you what, up here in Montana, we have illegal residents here that came from all the way from Mexico. They couldn't get enough jobs in California and Colorado, so they came up here. You know what? 1 out of 10 of them is building meth labs. All right? I just was involved in a big bust where I confronted some illegal aliens, which most citizens would not do, and I confronted them, and they were not construction workers. They were a thug gang of drug dealers, and I reported them, and another person reported them. They were checked out. The DEA made a bust, and 35-plus people living out of 2 houses were building meth labs. They had material to build meth labs, and they were bringing meth up.
Plenty of white meth manufacturers as well as plenty of white meth users and dealers. So what?
Well, I'll tell you what. Majority of the drugs that come into this country are coming from the southern border. And not only that, those terrorists that decided to attack us, whether it was the D.C. sniper kid from Haiti or it was the guys from Jordan, Yemen, and Saudi Arabia, they all were illegal residents, and they should have been kicked out.
And Timothy McVeigh, he was an illegal, too.
And we couldn't keep them out.
Well, there was a helper. Remember Timothy McVeigh had they were looking for suspect number 2, and he was a Middle Eastern man? There's a lot more intrigue to that story, and part of it was being run by illegals. Now, this is the point here. You're all for individual property rights, right?
Absolutely.
In the United States is an individual property right. We, as citizens, we own the United States.
No,
are
sir.
You're some common communist.
You must be a communist.
No,
hell no. I'm a patriotic American. Look,
sir, you're talking about collectivism.
Well yeah, 50, I mean, like you own my property.
50% of the forest fires that are started in California are started by illegal immigrants that are looking to get hired on the fire crews. And that's a proven fact. And here in Montana, we have the same thing. Illegal aliens come up here getting jobs on fire crews for $5 an hour instead of $10 an hour, what they pay Montana citizens, and they're starting fires.
Okay, but beyond all the allegations, let's jump back
to
this whole idea that we all own the United States.
Precious timber.
Whoa. Let's jump back here. Don't get too lost, because we got calls they want to talk to you, and I want to jump into them here, but I want to talk about this thing with the we all own the United States. Could you explain that to me a little bit better?
We are a republic. This nation is a nation of laws, and these laws are summed up in the Bill of Rights, that we have individual rights in this country because we are citizens. Whether we earned a citizenship...
You know, the Bill of Rights don't say citizenship, and neither does the Constitution.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Not until the 11th and 14th Amendments.
Sorry.
The Bill of Rights is actually...
George Washington, not a citizen.
The Bill of Rights is actually to protect everyone from this government.
As a matter of fact, Alexander Hamilton
was our first citizen.
No, afraid not.
What textbooks did you guys... What liberal university did you go to that they... They try to get you to brainwash you to destroy America.
I'm sorry. It's all part of this big conspiracy to make this nation into a communist haven. Is this citizenship thing is really, it's just about communism. It's like, I own your property, you own mine. We're all together.
48 million illegals come into this country, 52 years old, that do not have the education that you and I have, that we can discuss about politics that makes America great.
You didn't want to make any statement about how it is we all supposedly own parts of the United States? Can you enlighten me on that? Because how is it that that's possible?
Well, I live in a state where we have a lot of national forest.
Yeah.
That's your property and my property.
No, it's not my property.
I'd like to build a house on my property then.
Well, actually, if you go back in the books, there's homestead laws, but, I mean, that's a whole other...
What do you think is going to happen if I try to do that?
I don't know. Well, why not?
It's not my property, and you know it's not my property.
Let's go.
Like, they took it from us, and they
the oligarchs are taking it from us. They turned Glacier Park into a United Nations. They gave the Glacier Park to the United Nations.
Absolutely.
United Nations.
And the way they're able to do that is because of the power of the government. The power of the government that you want to give them power to keep the illegal aliens out.
I want the power. I want to be able to have the privilege. When I found those 15 thugs down at the Pizza Hut that were drug dealers, I wanted the power to call up a couple of my buddies. We take them out at gunpoint. We take them up to the Canadian border and tell the mounted police to deal with them. Mm. I want that kind of power.
Why? That Pizza Hut isn't your property. Why does it have anything to do with you?
They're selling drugs. They're illegals. They're not citizens of the United States, and that does matter, by the way.
No, it really doesn't. I mean,
you go down to Mexico and you go make a living down there, buddy.
Mike, I was going to ask you a question before we even got into this segment that unfortunately we ran out of time for. You made the statement before that the illegal immigrants are coming into our country and they're stealing jobs. That you made that statement. That's what I want to know is who are they stealing jobs from?
From you and from me, buddy.
Well. How exactly are they stealing jobs? Are people getting fired to hire immigrants?
Yeah, that is true.
Someone is saying, you're fired. This guy will work for less money.
Look,
the American citizen? Why won't the American guy? Why won't the white guy, whoever he is, competitive?
If American wants to play by the rules and obey the laws, he cannot make a living competing against contractors that are disobeying the laws of America and hiring illegals for a wage that, see, the reason they're able to get by is because they're 15 in a house, and that's illegal. They're 15 in a house.
So it should be illegal to have 15 people living in your house?
Yeah, because that's anti-competitive, man. That doesn't make it fair for the rest of us that don't like to live that close together.
I mean, Mike, this was the same argument
that the South had for black slavery.
Mike,
what you're arguing for is for a second-class citizen to come in this country, work for a second-class wage. What I want is I want a Mexican.
Mike,
we're
talking about worthy people.
We're arguing for
enslaved people.
We're arguing for people, regardless of class, to be able to go to where they want to live and work for whatever wage they choose to work for. If they want to settle for $6.50 an hour to do construction, that's up to them. If they want to push for $13 an hour to do construction, they can choose to do that. It is their freedom to make a business deal with whoever it is that's willing to hire them.
But we really shouted at you and you shouted at us,
and I think we should take some calls. Let some other people shout.
We should. Let's go to Joy in Georgia on the Amplifier line. Joy, you're on with Mike in Montana.
Hi, Mike. Hi, guys.
Hey.
I was calling actually to talk about private property and the oligarchy issues with we're all full up of people now, and also what Torgo just brought up with, who exactly are the jobs being stolen from, but I did not know that it was suddenly going to become every single problem in the country traces back to illegal immigrants. And
well, you should pick one of them, Joy. You should pick one at this point.
Yeah, I know. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to tie the drug issue into the job. So you mentioned, Mike, that people were coming in and they were starting meth labs, and most of the meth labs were being run by illegal immigrants in your area. I don't think that's the case in most areas of the country, but that being said, if the people were allowed to be here and walk in and fill out an application just like everybody else, they could make money without having to make drugs. And aside from that, if the drugs weren't so profitable, they wouldn't do it. And there's people here that do it too, but just because they're citizens,
you're saying they don't have as much opportunity because they're illegal, so it's the drug trade, the illegal drug trade is more attractive to them, and if we would end the war on drugs, then they wouldn't have been able to get into that trade in the first place. Mike, your comments?
Yeah, well, she spoke from some background, but I'm afraid that the reason why people do drugs is because of depression, and I think what it is they're depressed because illegals are stealing their jobs.
Sure enough,
it's the illegals' fault again.
Oh, my gosh. We're coming back with more. We got more calls for you. So hang on, if you would, please. Mike in Montana. More Free Talk Live coming up.
D
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. There's archives there. In fact, an entire year's worth of the program awaits you right there on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com, so go grab them up. They're on the house. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Mike in Montana, still on the line with us. Are you there?
Yes, incredibly, I am.
Now, Mike has become a guest on the show at this point. This is his third segment.
He's got an interesting viewpoint. There are people that want to talk to Mike.
Okay.
So that's why he's still on. And, in fact, Mike, I wanted you to recap the last thing that you said because it made my brain hurt so much I couldn't actually really understand it. It was Joy. Joy was on the line from Georgia, and she had pointed out that you had pointed out initially that there were illegal immigrants, so-called, in your area that were manufacturing methamphetamine. And Joy pointed out, well, methamphetamine manufacture is an illegal activity. So, therefore, because these people are illegal, it's hard for them to get legal, legitimate jobs. Therefore, one of the few things that they can actually do is be involved in illegal trades like drugs. She pointed that out. She also pointed out that, if it weren't for the war on drugs in the first place, this drug, methamphetamine, wouldn't be illegal. It would be manufactured in a controlled environment, a drug lab like, for instance, Pfizer or Merck or something like that, in which case then the illegal immigrants wouldn't have been able to get into that business either. Your response was what?
No, that, you know, most reasons for drug use are for depression. And part of the reason is because the working class or the middle class workers, it's a depressed economy. Unless you're over 50 grand, you're living hand to mouth right now in this economy.
So what do you think about ending the war on drugs entirely so that nobody can manufacture meth illegally anymore?
Well, first we have to understand that the CIA has been importing drugs in this country through their drug lords. And Noriega was one of them, and he was taken out. But they've been the guys that are making the money off the drugs don't want to pay taxes on it. So if it did go to Pfizer or some pharmaceutical company, then they would have to show on the books, and it just doesn't work out good for them. So they're going to keep it the way it is.
Doesn't work out good? Are you serious? Is the liquor trade not working out good for Budweiser?
Well,
my point's been made. 800-259-9231. We've got, Jody's on the line in Canada. Jody, to talk to Mike
hey.
In Montana.
Mike in Montana, do you know where Alberta is?
Oh, heck yeah. I used to live in Calgary. I went to school in Calgary.
I'm living in Calgary right now. If you don't like those illegal immigrants, please send them up here because right now I can't go in the Starbucks to get a latte, even though they're offering people $15 an hour because our economy is so hot up here because of the oil. And now our government's finally realizing that, and we're relaxing our restrictions on immigrants, and we're hopefully getting lots of Mexican people up here. 2 years ago, the average house price up here was $180,000. A year ago, it was $240,000. Now, it's $350,000 because we don't have enough people who want to work. So if you don't like illegal Mexicans, send them up here, man. We'd love them.
Jody, these guys, 10,000 a night, are crossing the border, suffocating in vans. The way they have to cross the border, many of the women are being raped and abused just to get in here to work these jobs for $5 an hour. And that's how depressed it is in Mexico. But you cannot get these guys, once they get into America, to get up to Canada. Because they're coming over on foot. They're coming over on bus.
We'd love to have them up here. If they're up here, I'd be able to afford a house. Right. I'd be able to go to Starbucks and get a latte. It'd be wonderful. I'd love it.
Jody, thanks for the call. I appreciate
it. Jody knows that they're building that new NAFTA highway from Mexico up to Canada. Perhaps they'll be able to bus them up there.
The NAFTA highway that's so frightening to some people, have you heard of the Pan American Highway? You're traveled and all.
Yes.
Has that brought down democracy?
It hasn't increased democracy.
Okay. Well, that's because it's pavement, and pavement doesn't add or decrease democracy. Thank God.
No, you got to understand, we're talking about people and events and the idea of a republic. Not a democracy, a republic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is by the spirit of the people. No other place in the world has there been a spirit of the people like here in America to create a republic, to maintain a republic, to be willing to wage war to maintain a republic.
I don't see that we've waged war to maintain a republic too darn often. But I would say that this term republic by the people, as the terminology is. It's ambiguous. I mean, what's it mean, republic?
It doesn't mean anything to you.
It doesn't mean anything to you either.
Oh, yes, it does. I'm willing to die for this country. Are you?
Wait a second.
For the country?
For the country, I'm willing to die for, if somebody invades, this country, yeah.
Illegal aliens are invading this country. 48
really?
Million
do they have guns? Are they coming across the border with tanks? Because I think they want to come and work. Did you just say 48 million?
Hold on a second. I've been down to the border, and I'm going to tell you something like right now. There are armed gunmen coming across the border. They're called coyotes.
Uh-huh.
And they force these poor little peasant guys to carry big 100-pound bags of marijuana. And when it gets rough,
all right, Mike. Hey, I got a news flash for you here, and I know this is going to be this might be difficult to understand here. I know you've seen it, and what you're talking about is true. There really are men with guns called coyotes, and there are people that are called mules that bring the drugs across the borders and all that. Okay, true. The reason why it's happening, Mike, is because of the war on drugs. If we end the war on drugs, then there will be no more people packing marijuana over Mexico illegally. It'll all be coming through on 18-wheeler trucks fully legally, and nobody in the black market will be able to profit from it anymore. So if we end the war on drugs, there goes that problem. But the coyotes will still exist, because if we just end the war on drugs, the war on immigrants is still going on. So if we end the war on immigrants, then the coyotes will be put completely out of business, because the only reason why the coyotes exist is to move drugs and immigrants over the border. But if immigrants become legal the way they should be in a so-called free country, then the coyotes will be out of business. Does that make sense to you?
Immigration is a controlled issue. You forget we birthed the population.
Does that make sense to you? Before you can go ahead on your little spiel there, does that make sense to you?
If I was immoral like you and believed that drugs was okay, I want winos running up and down the street. I want people throwing their lives away. I want people getting hooked on drugs.
So you're also a drug warrior?
I want to see 14-year-old girls prostituting themselves for some meth. Yeah,
Mike,
if I
are
like you
insane?
You
wait a second. Sure, you are insane.
Hold on just a second. Are 14-year-olds prostituting themselves for alcohol right now?
They probably are.
Okay.
Have you seen a barfly walked into the bar and see a girl just sitting there smoking
14,
some cigarettes?
14 years old?
14 years? You know what, buddy? You're not living in the real world. Do you come from a rich family or something like that? Are you part of the oligarchy? Because
no.
I come from the salt of the earth here.
Well,
I come from a middle class family.
My dad was the president of the AFL-CIO. I mean, he was a union worker. He had burns on his arms from making molds. I don't think that I came from a...
then where did you get the? Where did you get these ideas? Did you get them in a university?
I you know what? I dropped out of university. The only degree I got at the university was a 12-step program.
Hey, Mike, I learned things in the School of Hard Knocks myself, okay? And one thing I absolutely understand is that you are absolutely nuts for supporting the war on drugs. You want the war on drugs to continue? You're asking for people to get harmed. You're asking to put children in harm's way. I'm not on here advocating that people use drugs, although I don't think it's necessarily a bad idea. At the same time, hang on. I'm going to hold on to you again because
really?
I want to talk.
Segments?
That's right. He's
oh,
not
no,
good.
There's more to this.
Yeah.
You better get his picture up
now
on the website.
Now we're talking about the war on drugs because I want him to justify it for me. I want him to tell me why the war on drugs should continue. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNLive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking, thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 800-259-9231. And bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with
Ann Torgo
and Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Visit the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies that have sent us their photo. Validated pictures, which means that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. In fact, we're going to be adding a brand new Shriner, I believe, hopefully by the weekend.
And hooray!
It's going to be Miss Anne. Yes, the dominatrix
that's had
on the show a few weeks ago. So we'll give you more details on that as it's coming up. And if you're on the updates list, you'll know when it happens at updates.freetalklive.com. All right, this is it. We're bringing Mike back on one final time in Montana. Mike, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. And thanks for being such a good sport here tonight, Mike. I hope that you can take something away from it. I'd like to point out that none of us here are... I've had 2 years of college, okay? That's it. I went to community college, and that's it. You guys, are you pretty much high school graduates? Or
I attended 2 semesters of community college.
Okay.
I went to a university and, like I said, you know, didn't make it through.
Right. None of us are university graduates. None of us have been inculcated by the socialist system. We are anything but socialists. We believe in liberty and freedom every single issue, every single time. And it's disturbing to me to hear somebody like you, Mike, that understands what a republic is and wants to kind of keep the republic. Somebody that I would think would have understood the principles that founded the republic in the first place, just throw those principles to the wayside. Throw them in the water and move on with your agenda of keeping people out of this country and keeping products out of this country, which is where we were going next with this war on drugs. I suggested ending the war on drugs as a way to help make the borders safer. I suggested ending the war on drugs to help protect the children in your town from these drug dealers with guns that you were talking about. And you say it should continue on.
Hey, time out here. Right now I'm driving down the highway. There's amber waves of grain, literally amber waves of grain on my right and my left, beautiful blue mountains and green hills, and it would not be fair to the rest of the callers if I didn't give you guys a taste of Montana. Can you hold on for... It's hard while I'm driving. Can you hold on?
Stick the phone out the window? What do you mean, a taste of Montana?
He's going to sing America the Beautiful.
I don't want any songs.
Go ahead, Mike. We're waiting.
A one and a two and a one, two, three.
What is that?
I think it's a donkey.
That's an elk bugle.
Yeah. What is that?
I don't know, but Mike has his own radio show now.
What is an elk bugle?
Oh, man, you're so far removed from the earth, man. It's an elk. Elk bugle when they're mating season.
I see. So you want to mate with an elk tonight, is that fun in Montana?
No. There is an elk.
You call them and they get a good photograph or shoot them with an arrow or a gun and have healthy food. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
You've got a very limited amount of time to defend the war on drugs now, Mike. Please.
Okay, now, Mike, you made a statement prior to the last break that trying to end the war on drugs would be an immoral action. Why do you say this?
Why do I say this? Because, I've worked in the high school. I've taken college classes. I've been out in the environment that these drugs are pilferated as a social thing, but yet I've worked at the soup kitchens and I see the people that get strung out on the drugs. All right, and so what you're advocating is that we get a bigger government, more government, which is anti-republic, by the way.
You're putting words in our mouth.
No, there is absolutely no time at any point in the history of this program that we have advocated more government. We advocate the removal of government from our lives in every way.
Well, then why do you want to legalize drugs?
We don't want to legalize drugs. There's no new agencies. What we want to do is take all of the laws on the books that regard drugs right now. All the ones that say
including
prescription drugs. All the ones that say how many drugs you can have, what drugs are illegal, all of the laws that have to do with drugs, and remove them. Anyone who is responsible for enforcing drug laws no longer has a job. The government's business is no longer drugs in any way. That's our goal.
Does that make sense?
Look, I've been talking more about how great this country is and how it's being destroyed by the upper elite importing illegal aliens and letting them come in.
Right, now, we know what you were talking about. Now we're talking about drugs.
And
what Torgo just said, does that make sense?
And they do tie in. We'll get to that.
I'm not for making drugs legal.
You're for big government, then. You're the one that's for big government, Mike, because if you want drugs to be illegal, then you have to have a war on drugs. To have a war on drugs, you have to have the DEA, you have to have the BATF, you have to have police agencies, federal money being spent.
These guys that are in government that are making money off being in the DEA are just going to turn around and make money off the new FDA or the DFA or drug facility, whatever agency they call it, something out of the alphabet.
There won't need to be an agency. We're not talking about regulation. We're talking about getting the government out of drugs, all drugs.
We got regulation on food, buddy. What do you think is going to be regulation on drugs?
Well,
any turn.
I say that's a problem.
Right, we do have regulations on food. Remove those, too.
That's right. All right, we got to let you go, man. Your phone's crapping out, and besides, we're done with you anyway for now. You can listen to the rest of it on the air. 800, of course, he's in Montana, so he can't.
Tell him how you get our cut.
1-800-259-9231. You can always grab it at freetalklive.com. And I'm sure he knows that by now because we've been on there for long enough. All right. I don't understand how it is that somebody could be so confused about this. How is it that when we get on the radio and say we want to get the government out of this, out of that, cut the government back here, end this government program, how is it that that translates into more government for him? Can anyone understand this?
I don't know.
And he was coming at it from the angle of, well, you're proposing having new agencies to deal with the regulation of the... No.
No, that was in your head, Mike.
How did he get the elk to bugle on command?
It was a bugle. He had a device.
No. That's not what he was saying at all.
That's not what he was saying.
It's elk mating season, and there were elk outside, and that sound
really?
An elk makes is called a bugle. And that was an elk bugling.
That was what he...
No,
he said...
So you could get them to come and shoot them. He
said you could also do that, but he said that elks bugle when they're in mating season.
That's what I thought I heard.
Now you know more about Montana than you'd ever known before. 1-800-259-9231.
And I said elks as if that's a word.
Cactuses.
I was driving down the road in Montana, and at the time they had no speed limit during the day, and...
You know, it is an amazing state. It is beautiful.
And empty.
Yeah, you know, and the one thing that really sticks out in my mind was that a bumblebee hit the rearview mirror of my van while I was going over 100 miles an hour and still had enough velocity to, you know, shoot off of the rearview, hit me right in the chest, sting me, landed right on a stinger, and fell dead on my lap.
That's great, Mark. That's a good story. Thanks.
Let's continue with the calls here, because we can sit here and ruminate about Mike's call, and we'll still never be able to figure it out, or his logic. Let's talk to Kirby in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Kirby. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been on hold for about an hour.
Sorry about that.
Well, thank you, Kirby. We love you.
Love you too, Torgo.
Aw, kisses.
No, it's okay. I was going to listen to it anyway. I just had to listen to the stupid commercials. But do you guys remember what day it is? Tomorrow is August 22nd.
Ooh. Tomorrow's the day the nuclear war starts. Everybody got your umbrella?
Exactly, man. I just want to remind everybody, because we know Paula is taking this from a reliable source. So.
That's the war for aspartame.
You said you have an umbrella. I've got a desk I can hide under. Remember when they had you do that in high school?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like as though a desk was going to help you in the case of a...
In the event of nuclear fallout, get underneath this particle board platform.
The gum provides an extra layer of protection.
Yeah. So that way, maybe you and your classmates can meld together and mutate into a new life form.
Wow. Very good, Kirby. Anything else, man?
Well, I do have a story. I do have a story from...
You also sound like you might have a little bit of a respiratory issue there.
I have a story from the airport. I just went through the airport from Geneva, come back here.
Oh, man. International.
It wasn't as bad as you'd think, but I had to pack all my liquids, you know, in my baggage, which is ridiculous because I suck at packing. Mm-hmm. So everything was just packed in there. I was expecting all my shit to get...
Thanks, Kirby. Thanks for the call.
800-259-9231.
Another reason not to take stoned callers.
Kids these days, he's not stoned. He's too young to smoke pot. More's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. You don't know if he's a stoner.
That's just
he
my experience.
He sound like one.
That's what he sounded like
I
to
can
me.
Hear it. I can hear it in the voice.
Okay, well, maybe you're more better at this than
he
I am.
He didn't sound like Ian.
More's on the way. This is your show. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon a request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain in this the Monday edition of the show. It is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Again, our toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You like what we're doing on the show, then you should become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and for $3 a month, you can help spread the message of freedom and liberty around the world. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Over 280 of our listeners have become amplifiers, not just because they want to help Free Talk Live out, but also for some selfish reasons. They do get access to a few perks, like classic archives, the amplifier-only phone lines that you heard Joy calling in on earlier tonight, and more. All the details are there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. All right, so we return to the calls here. Jay is back on. Normally, we only give one call per night, but Jay claims that earlier his battery ran out because we were in the middle of his call. Mm-hmm. Mark, you were saying something to him, and then he wasn't there. Jay just wanted to tell us
informationally
that his battery. Thanks, Jay. Yeah.
For anybody who was listening when Jay was calling, he didn't hang up on us. His cell phone battery ran out.
My bad. Well, then in that case, let's talk to Rusty in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Rusty.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, the whole war on drugs, of course, is a big flam. You know, it's just a big waste of resources for this country. And, of course, we won't have to worry about that too much longer with the Security Prosperity Partnership going towards the North American Union. I mean, there's really going to be no war on drugs anymore. It's just going to be the war on the middle class, won't it?
What, can you explain?
Well, sure. I mean, Alex Jones has been talking about it quite a bit, and so has Tex Mars.
Nobody knows who those people are. Can you talk about what your point is?
Sure. My point is that, you know, the war on drugs is, you know, just basically a farce, you know, that basically they're taking away our rights, doing illegal search and seizures, just
sure.
using the, you know, war on drugs as a reason to do that.
But, absolutely, just like they're going to be using the war on terror and the war on immigrants. They're going to use all those as excuses to destroy our freedoms.
That's correct. But I think we, as Americans, we got to, you know, stand up against this North American Union that they're coming about and bringing about. When President Bush got together with President Vicente Fox and Prime Minister of Canada back in March of 2005 and signed together a pact for the Security and Prosperity Partnership that was brought about by a meeting with David Rockefeller back in probably 01 or 02, they're getting together and creating this pact to where it'll be pretty much a borderless
continent.
Now, why would they want to do that? Why would they want? Why would somebody's going to have to gain power and somebody's going to have to lose power in that case? And why would, say, Vicente Fox say, "Yeah, I'm just going to sign over my country, the United States of America, give it to the Rockefellers or whatever"?
Well, basically, because he's got nothing to lose. I mean,
he's got a country to lose.
Well, no. Well, maybe he's got a country to lose, but he's got all the profits from it. Basically, all the trade routes are going to be going straight through Mexico.
You don't think Vicente Fox is making enough money as president of Mexico that he probably, you know, he's making a few sweetheart deals there and a sweetheart deals here? I mean, politics is about rewarding your friends and punishing your enemies. It seems like there's probably quite a bit of money moving through his hands already.
Well, these guys never have enough money. I mean, to be fair, I mean, he is accurate. This security prosperity partnership thing does exist. This isn't speculation.
I know it's going to exist, but is it really the precursor to the American-European Union thing?
It may very well be. I don't know about that, but I think that what would be more appropriate to oppose, I mean, it's fine to oppose that idea, because if they are going to create an American Union, I absolutely would oppose it.
Me too.
I'm not sure if they are or not. We'll find out, obviously, over time. But I think it's also just more important to oppose this government's policies, period, let alone the American Union. It's our government that we need to start opposing at every possible opportunity.
I agree.
Thanks, Rusty. 800-259-9231. Instead of being like our other callers this hour, who are just crying to mommy government, which is really, it's really so sad. These people that call themselves conservatives, these people that supposedly support the marketplace and businesses, it's amazing hearing them get on the air and attacking people for doing business. It's amazing hear them get on the air and just lash out against freedom and liberty. It's just mind-boggling.
I have to agree. It doesn't make any sense to me why you would be for small government and
you can't be
and
for
then
small government
against the war on drugs, or you know,
for the war on drugs,
for the war on drugs against
and against immigration.
Pressure. Yeah,
and against immigration.
Right.
You can't be for small government and be against immigration, because you're going to have a big government to enforce the immigration laws that you love so much, that our caller earlier was crowing about. Oh, it's a nation of laws. This is a nation of laws, and you should follow every single law they pass. But yet, when you held them down, Mark, and you said, well, what about Nazi Germany? Would you have honored the law there?
I mean,
he managed to get an answer out of him, and he did say no.
Right. He said that he wouldn't turn the Jews in to the Nazis because it's a bad law. But so at that point, he just gives us license to not obey bad laws.
But then again, to be fair, he's not a German nationalist. He's an American nationalist. So we don't know what his attitude would have been like if he'd actually been in that position.
Sure.
If he's that nationalistic when it comes to the United States, he would have been just as nationalistic when it came to Germany.
I don't know. He said that he wouldn't do such a thing.
Talk is cheap.
You know, to turn immigrants over to the government, you never know what's going to happen to them in some kind of internment camp until they get kicked out of the country or that kind of thing. I mean, you could very well be sentencing them to death. You never know.
Mm. And, of course, it wouldn't be the first time we'd interned people in this country, considering what we did to the Japanese back in the 1940s.
Well, I'm sure that
horrible.
I'm sure that the American Indians would think that what they did to the Japanese was probably pretty light.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Good point. 1-800-259-9231.
I think America's a great place. There's just, to think that it's a perfect place, it may or is probably a mistake. You know, to think that we've never made mistakes in this country, mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to learn from our mistakes. If you just brush them under the rug and say, no, that didn't happen. It wasn't so.
We don't do too well at that whole learning from our mistakes thing.
Mm-hmm, sorry. We don't.
Because we've been making mistake after mistake after mistake, and what I mean by that is that we're turning to the government to handle problems, and it doesn't seem to matter to Americans how often the government fails and fails and fails. It just we continue to believe that if we just elect the right people, then it'll work. Then they can make this government thing work out. It's just a matter of the wrong leadership. And it's our guys versus their guys, and it's just amazing to me. We haven't figured it out. America is asleep at the wheel. And as a result, this government is just going to keep growing. And as a result of the war on drugs and the war on terror and the war on immigrants, what freedoms are we going to have left in another decade? 800-259-9231. One example of a real area, a real life area where you can look to see how far and how far the government really would like to go everywhere is the airports. They'd love to have that level of security in as many different places as they possibly could.
Yep, sounds accurate to me.
Now, last week, I think it was actually on your show, Torgo, on Monday night, when I pointed out that the it was the lie detectors that
yes.
they were bringing in to the airports.
Yeah, in the little tiny rooms where they ask
right.
you questions on a computer screen.
They're testing it in Tennessee, and they're testing this in certain markets. And it came from, I mean, the idea came from the Russians. Because we read an article 6 months ago about how the Russians were doing lie detecting.
Yeah.
Well, now guess what? The European Union is talking about fingerprinting every single airport traveler, according to the Scotsman, according to Scotsman.com.
Mm.
From John Reed, the Home Secretary, quote, "As we face the threat of mass murder, we have to accept that the rights of the individual that we enjoy must and will be balanced with the collective right of security." I can't keep it up. Balanced with the collective
you couldn't start it,
right.
but my lucky charms.
Balanced with the collective right of security and the protection of life and limb that our citizens demand. Biometric testing is set to be introduced at European airports under plans for stringent new security measures revealed yesterday in the wake of last week's alleged terror plot. Passengers would have their fingerprint or iris scanned under the measures proposed by EU interior ministers, which would also use passenger profiling to try to identify potential terrorists. The move to beef up relaxed security procedures came as John Reed warned that human rights would have to be balanced against the threat from terrorism, and that the current terror threat was Europe-wide and needed to be tackled on an international level.
You know, if you want human rights, you just can't fly. That's all there is to it.
Pretty much. The EU minister in charge of justice said ministers were looking at the positive profiling of passengers carried out well in advance of their flights, based on biometric identifiers such as iris scans or fingerprints. However, they stressed that there were no plans for profiling passengers based on their ethnic origins. Rather, the profiling would be drawn from biometric information. Somehow they're going to profile you based on your fingerprint.
Right. What it is if you have fingerprints, you're not a terrorist.
Maybe they'll be able to tell where you were born based on your fingerprint or something like that. I don't know.
As though your fingerprints are going to matter when you're blown up someplace.
But just watch. They're doing this in the EU. It's not going to be long before the American politicians are proposing fingerprinting everyone at our airports. It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're